Ramadan Kareem and Jumu'ah Mubarak. For many of you, or some of you, it might be the 19th night. For some of you, the 99th will be tomorrow. But we're actually at the doorstep of the last 10 nights, or the last 10 days, whatever you want to call them, of the month of Ramadan. And this is literally the climax of the month. Everything else needs to be put aside. Make Quran your, put it center stage. Make it your focus. That's really what these 10 days are about. The fasting was all about the Quran. What we're doing now, it's a culmination of trying to make sure that in these 10 nights, you actually put it all together. You fall in love with the Quran as we're doing with that dua. Our focus today is the 18th juz, which is from Surah Al-Mu'minun to the first part of Surah Al-Furqan. The Quran was revealed, and as I was just talking to somebody just now, it was revealed as ayat, 6,236 ayat, as the situation demanded. On the night of Qadr, it's revealed all at once to the Prophet. So if we have time, we might look at Surah Al-Qadr. But Nazala, without the Shadda, when you say Inna Anzalnahu, it talks about all at once. Nazala is over time. So it's revealed to the heart of the Prophet all at once on the night of Qadr. And then over time, Nazala, whenever the occasion demanded, he would recite those verses that he was told to manifest. But then he compiled this under divine authority, as we have it now, as a book with 114 surah, 114 chapters. As I've been saying all this time, journaling is all about connecting this Quran, making sure we connect to it. It becomes that which we go to. It's got to be our go-to book for every aspect of our life, physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual. Always wudu, recite in Arabic, A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, La ilaha illallah, and the wonderful dua of the Prophet, Walzam qalbi hifdh kitabika kama allamtani, make me commit my heart to your book as you have taught me. It's like you physically taken your heart and stuck it to that book. You know, it's like it, as it was revealed to the heart of the Prophet, we want it to be within us. You want to talk it, live it, walk it, everything. Literally that's what it's about. You've got to be the walking, talking book. And you should, if anybody thought about you, they'd associate you with that book. That's what it's all about. So like I said, it's just 18. We're going to look at two chapters and then a little bit of Furqan. So Mu'minun, Nur, and Furqan. So let's start off first with Surah Al-Mu'minun. And Surah Al-Mu'minun, in essence, and I'm going to turn back in my Quran, is about the qualities of those who are true believers. That's I would look at that as the focus of what that surah is about. The name is Mu'minun, believers. Now, there's two ways you look at it. There's Ya Ayyuhalladhina Amanu, and then there's Mu'minun. Mu'minun is a noun. Aminu is a word, is a verb, and a verb has a past, a present, and a future. A verb is unstable, because if I was something in the past, I may not be it in the future. A mu'minun, a noun, is stability. A noun is permanent. It designates permanence. So Allah is talking about the qualities of those who are already successful, who are already believers. So let's see what he's saying. Kad aflahal mu'minun. Kad means it's a done deal. They're already successful. Aflaha comes from Fallah. Fallah is a farmer. And it refers to the time when the farmer splits the soil at planting and harvesting. Two times when he splits the soil. So that's when he's known as a Fallah, right? And he harvests once a year. That's when he gets his harvest. So basically it's saying that they are already successful on the day of Qiyamah. Once in that lifetime, they're already successful. So let's see their qualities. الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِئُونَ. They are submissive in salah. They are in awe, khushu, they're in awe of Allah. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِلزَّكَاةِ فَائِلُونَ. It doesn't say they pay zakah. They actually say, it doesn't say give zakah, they do zakah. That means they serve humanity. They're living, walking, talking, living people who serve humanity. They're continuously refining themselves. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنِ اللَّغْوِ مُعْرِضُونَ. They keep away from absolutely everything that does not benefit them. Anything that is unbeneficial, they do not participate in. Well, where are we? Well, sorry, I missed that first, but that was before. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنِ اللَّغْوِ مُعْرِضُونَ. They keep away from anything that's not beneficial. And then وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِلزَّكَاةِ فَاعِلُونَ. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِفُرُوجِهِمْ حَافِظُونَ. They are very mindful of their sexual behavior. of their intimate behavior, they're very decent. Illa ala azwajim, except before their spouses. Aw ma malakat aymanhum, this was talking about the before Islam, slaves were owned, and Islam slowly raised the status of women, but that was then. Fa innahum ghayra malunin, they're not blamed with that. Fa man ibtagha wara'a dhalika fa ulaika humul adun, but if you go beyond that, then you're exceeding the limits. Then what else? They're trustworthy. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِأَمَانَاتِهِمْ وَأَحْدِهِمْ رَاعُونَ, they are keepers of their trust. They are trustworthy, basically. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَلَىٰ صَلَوَاتِهِمْ يُحَافِظُونَ, they look after, they're protective about their salah. You protect your salah by having a guard before it or after it. And that is your nafila. So they will read Salatul Layl and they will keep their nafila. They protect their salah with their nafila. أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْوَارِثُونَ, they are the heirs. الَّذِينَ يَرِثُونَ الْفِرْدَوْسِ, they inherit the highest part of Jannah. Firdaus is, I think it's a Farsi word, which means a green valley. So that's the highest part of Jannah. هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ, which they will live in from there. So let's just have a look at my Quran and you can see it. And exactly what I've told you, I've put in there, I've put amin, oh sorry, there you go, qualities of true believers, I put the verb is fragile, mu'minun is permanent, and then whatever I've told you, I've actually written down here. And as I was telling the children, maybe near Jannah I should draw Jannah, I might do that, okay. But you could put trustworthy, decency, mindful of their sexual behavior, nafila in layl, you could put highest place of Jannah, firdaus is the highest part, you could put the for Allah, so when you read it, you're able to identify with it, because often we then forget after a while. The next ayah we're going to look at is ayah 29. And ayah 29 is a dua for travel. Now this was taught to Prophet Nuh when he's, you know, when they, let me just show you just there. So you can see when you're firmly seated in the ark, they were supposed to say, Alhamdulillahi alladhi najjana min al-qawm al-dhalimeen, and then they said this dua. So this dua should be in travel. Put it in your cars, write it when you travel, when you're going anywhere. وَقُرْ رَبِّي أَنزِلْنِي مُنزَلًا مُبَارَكًا, so Rab calls me to disembark, come down safely as such, a blessed coming down. وَأَنْتَ خَيْرُ الْمُنزِلِينَ, you're the best to cause me to reach my destination, to come down from my, get out of my car. This was coming down from an animal. But it's a good dua to recite. Very often you might find this made into stickers and put into cars. Next one we're going to look at is a further qualities of those who are mu'minun. So if you go to 57, ayah 57, I'll turn it in my book and you will see it. Okay, so let's have a look. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ هُمْ مِنْ خَشْيَةِ رَبِّهِمْ مُشْفِقُونَ, They are in awe. مُشْفِقُونَ is somebody who is in awe. When you say they're cautious, they're in awe of their Rabb. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ بِآيَاتِ رَبِّهِمْ يُؤْمِنُونَ, they have faith in the Qur'an. They believe in the verses of the Qur'an. They follow them. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ بِرَبِّهِمْ لَا يُشْرِكُونَ, they do not associate anybody with Allah. They don't do any shirk. وَالَّذِينَ يُعْطُونَ مَا آتَوا وَقُلُوبُهُمْ وَجِلَةٌ أَنَّهُمْ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ رَاجِعُونَ, they give whatever they can. When you talk about sadaqah, atu kulubuhum, they give from wherever they can, whatever little they have they give, and their hearts are filled with awe. Why? Ila rabbihim raji'un, because they know they will be returned to their Rabb. They're always mindful of their Rabb. So I'll show you in my let's do one more. Ulaika yusari'una fil khairat wa hum laha sabiqun, they rush to do good things. They're always first. They're racing. They race to do good deeds and they always win. We read about, we will do Sabiqun, inshallah, in Surah Al-Waqi'ah, and you will see. So in other words, whenever there's an opportunity to do a good deed, they race to do it. They're always first to get there. وَلَا نُكَلِّفُ نَفْسًا إِلَّا وُسْعَهَا, we do not place a burden on any soul more than they can bear. وَلَدَيْنَا كِتَابٌ يَنْتِكُ بِالْحَقِّ, and they have given a book, and they're given a book, and with us is a book which speaks the truth. وَهُمْ لَا يُذْلَمُونَ, and they will not be dealt with unjustly. In other words, the book speaks on the day of judgment. So I'll go back to my Quran and you'll see I highlighted this in green. I haven't written, but I will, and that's what we need to do. We need to write all those qualities here so they're in our heads. I'll go over them again once more with you so you can see them. So 57 in awe. So in 57 I would write in awe of Allah. Here I would write faith in the Quran. Here I would write no shirk. Here I would write give whatever they can. Hearts in awe, and I'll cover that, color that in red, in awe because return to Allah. Here, race to do good deeds. And 62, the book will speak on Qiyamah. So you asked me how I journal my Quran. So I thought I'd leave this part to show you how I did it. And that's basically how I do it. So now we're going to look at Ayah 88. Okay. So here we go. Ayah 88. Kul. Man biyadihi malakut kulli shay. In whose hands is the kingdom of all things? Wahuwa yujir. He is the one in whom we take refuge. And you'll see why the fire is there. Wala yujar, and you can't take refuge against him. So nobody can give you refuge from him. In kuntum ta'lamun, if only you knew. Now in Dua al-Mujir, we read Dua al-Mujir, 88 times we say ajirna minan nari ya mujir. Give me refuge from the fire, O you who are mujir. Mujir is the one, it comes from jar, neighbor, one in whom I take refuge. And that is why, and it's wonderful, isn't it? 2388. And 88 times in Dua al-Mujir we say Ajirna minan nari ya mujir. So if you look at my Quran here, I've put Dua al-Mujir so I don't forget. I've put 88 times Ajirna minan nari ya mujir. Jar is a neighbor from whom you take refuge, and you could color it in green or highlight it in whatever color works for you. The next ayah we're going to look at is 96. Okay. Now what does he say? Idfa billati hiya ahsanu sayya nahnu a'lamu bima yasifun. My goodness. So he says, repel evil by what is best. We know, nahnu a'lamu, we know what they make up, the stories they make up. And when you think about that, just think of the dua of that Imam Zain al-Abidin has taught to be read straight after Takbiratul Ihram in every salah. Ya Muhsinu, O the one who does ihsan. Kadatakal musi, in front of you is the sinner. Fatajawazan kabihi ma'indi bi jamili ma'indaka ya kareem. Change what is evil in me with what is beautiful in you, O the most generous. We have this dua on the website, please. You can download it and recite it after Takbir, before Suratul Fatiha, in every single salah. So recite with me. Ya Muhsinu kadataka al-musi fatajawazan kabihi ma'indi wa jamili ma'indaka ya kareem. Okay, so in my Quran I put repel evil with what is best, and I will put the dua here, I will stick it here so I never forget. The next one we're going to look at is ayah 109, and here Allah says, we will look at 109 and 118, and both are dua for forgiveness. إِنَّهُ كَانَ فَرِيكٌ مِّنْ إِبَادِي. There's a party of my ad, يَقُولُ, they say, رَبَّنَا آمَنَّا, our Rabb, forgive us. وَارْحَمْنَا, have mercy on us. وَأَنْتَ خَيْرُ الرَّاحِمِينَ, and you are the best of those who shows mercy. 118 says, رَبِّ اغْفِرْ وَارْحَمْ وَأَنْتَ خَيْرُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. Forgive, have mercy, and you are the best of the merciful ones. Now you got to just think a minute. So Jannah is a consequence of mercy. Not entering Jahannam is forgiveness. He doesn't say, وَأَنْتَ خَيْرُ الْغَافِرِينَ. You're forgiven, but then where do you go? So to enter Jannah, once you're forgiven, to enter Jannah, you need his rahmah. You need rahim, you need him there. And that is why this dua just makes you think, and you need to put it there. So again, in my Quran, I've highlighted it in yellow here and there. I've also looked at the ayah before, which is ayah 117. Now if you look here, it says, La yuflihul kafirun. Those who cover up the truth will never be successful. Now compare it with the beginning. Qad aflaha al-mu'minun. Can you see? Started with Qad aflaha al-mu'minun, ends with those who cover up the truth will not be successful. And now we go to Surah An-Nur. Oh my goodness. Beautiful surah. So Surah An-Nur, again, I've cut it out from the website, stuck it in. I've got loads of little post-it notes. But it's about spiritual cardiology. And that's what I've written up there. Spiritual cardiology, which you could write as well. That's Surah An-Nur. Okay, that's all. That's what it's literally about. So first we're going to look at Ayah 30 and Ayah 31. So let's look at Ayah 30, what it says. And this is about hijab. I'll go over it very quickly because I really want to do Ayah to Nur with you. I just want you to highlight this and you could put hijab in there. So Kullil mu'minina, say to the believing men that they cast down their looks. Yaghuddu min absarihim, that they look down. Okay. Wa yahfadhu furujuhum, and they're able to guard themselves. That means they're decent. Dhalika azka, that is purer for them. Inna Allah khabirun bima yasna'un. Allah knows what they do. So men and women should cast down their looks, as we'll see in the next ayah. وَكُلِّ الْمُؤْمِنَاتِ يَغْضُضْنَا مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِنَّ. So men and women should lower their gaze because there's a connection between the eyes and illegitimate intimacy. وَيَحْفَظْنَا فُرُوجَهُنَّ. So, you know, how do I say it? Protect yourselves. Protect your decency. وَلَا يُبْدِينَ زِينَتَهُنَّ. Do not display other than إِلَّا مَا ظَهَرَ, except that which is obvious. وَلَيَضْرِبَنَّ بِخُمُورِهِنَّ عَلَى جُيُوبِهِنَّ. So basically what Allah is saying is that wear your head coverings, make sure they're done, be decent. وَلَا يُبْدِينَ زِينَتَهُنَّ إِلَّا لِبُولَتِهِنَّ أَوْ أَبَاهِنَّ. Now I'm not going to go into this, talks about the people that you are able to not wear hijab in front of. This is an ayah of hijab. So let's go over it very quickly. First of all, both those ayahs. One thing that we will write is that lower your gaze because there's a connection between eyes and illegitimate intimacy. Then he told us in the last ayah that well, إِنَّ اللَّهَ خَبِيرٌ بِمَا يَسْنَوْنَ. He knows what you plan, you plot, what you seduce and what you conquer. He knows that very well. Then he tells us, guard yourself. Don't display other than what is obvious. Then he says, your kimar, you should be able to cover your head. You should be decent, okay? And then he talks about those whom you can go in front of. And we've highlighted, أَوِ الْتِفْلِ الَّذِينَ لَمْ يُظْهَرُوا عَلَى عَوْرَاتِ النِّسَاءِ. So those children who do not have intimate inclinations, they're okay too. But this is in essence, ayah of hijab. I'll show you how I have highlighted it. Look at my Quran. I've put hijab over there. I've written the connecting ayat that are there. So you've got 24:30, 24:31. Then you've got 33:59 and 33:60. So you could write that too. I've write there things that we manufacture because we make so many excuses about intimacy. And then here I've put down women. I haven't highlighted the rest, but you could read it if you want. Okay. Now, this is the one that we're going to look at, which is Ayat An-Nur. And I hope I can do it a little bit of justice, but I'm going to try. I would suggest you listen to the talk on Qbytes. I think we've got one already. And you may also have a talk on the website that you can listen to. So let's start and see what we can do here. First, we're going to talk about the parable he gives. Allahu nuru samawati wal arz. Allah is the light of the heavens and the earth. So a light of the heavens and the earth is that it's the light of Allah that makes reality apparent. Without light, things are not apparent. First look at the example he's given. Don't look at the rib cage. He says, Mathalu nurihi kamishkat. The example of his light is like the niche in the wall, that semicircular niche. People used to have that in the walls in the olden days. They put a lamp there so it would distribute, the arch would spread the light and it would be protected from being blown out. Okay? Then he says, Fiha misbah, inside this niche is a misbah. Misbah comes from the word subha, which is a tool to make it feel like morning. You know, there's a saying that says the morning makes the lamp unnecessary. Then he says, Al misbahu fi zujaja, the misbah, the lamp, it's in a clear, and zujaja in a glass, demonstrates glass. Glass literally means something that's clear or transparent. Then he says, "Az-zujaja ka'annaha kawkabun durri." The glass is like a shining star. Kawkab is a star. It twinkles, you know? It's like all these little facets are twinkling. That's what it's like. It's completely clean. "Yukadu min shajaratin mubarakatin zaytuna." It's lit from a tree, a blessed tree, an olive, it's fueled from a blessed olive tree, a tree that gives more good than expected. That's what Mubarak means. La sharqiyatan wa la gharbiyatan. It's not east or west. So in other words, it's located where the sun falls on it all the time. Then it says, yakadu zaytuha yudhi'u wa law lam tamsashu nar. You know, the fuel is so flammable, it's almost lights up even though it is not. So there's a potential light in it. It looks like it's going to light up any time. And then he says, Nurun ala nur. The moment it is exposed to something that lights it up, it just lights up. Yahdi Allahu li nurihi man yasha. Allah guides with his light whom he wishes. Now let's go back. So the example is of the rib cage. The rib cage holds my heart and my, you know, my fitra as such, the fitrat inside. Now inside this fitrat, there is this heart, there is this, if I can say, there is this potential of goodness, potential of walking, talking righteousness. I would call it potential of bir, okay. And this is enclosed inside this, if I can say, this glass. I don't like calling it glass, but inside this heart, which is very clear. When it's born, it's completely clear. It has nothing at all. It's beautiful. And it's shining. It has a potential to be the best. Okay. When the fuel from the Quran, from divine words, and from the Masumeen come near this clean heart, it just lights up. So those who reflect divinity and divine words light up the heart, and the heart wants to veer towards it, and suddenly it becomes something that you can tell from a distance who that is. That is divinity in itself. It's reflecting divinity. That's basically what I'm trying to say. The only example I can give you is Hadith-e Qissa. You know, when Imam Ali and Imam Hassan and Hussein come to the door of Sayyidah Fatima, they say, we can sense, we can perceive, we can smell the fragrance of our grandfather. That is what this is about. That's what Ayatul Nur is about. And Allah gives this nur to whoever wants it, basically. And he says, Wallahu bi kulli shayin ali. I've done it really quickly, but inshallah you will read more about it and hear more about it. It's absolutely beautiful. So if you look at my Quran here, I have got that from the website, and I've put notes in it because I love it, and I've called it spiritual cardiology. It is just phenomenal, okay? Nur is in over 40 ayat of the Quran, and I've just written it down, and as you can see, I don't have space to stick things there, but I've stuck them there, and I've explained what I've told you in here, and far more than that too, okay? Right. Now we go to Surah Al-Furqan, okay? So Surah Al-Furqan, we're going to look at the first part of Surah Al-Furqan, and as normal, I've cut the building out of I've downloaded it, cut it out, and stuck it in. And I've put qualities of the slaves of the merciful. But that we're going to look at tomorrow. Today, we're going to look at the objections that the Makkans had against the Prophet. So let's look at them. First thing is, Tabarak ladhi nazzala al-Furqan. That's the first ayah. Blessed is he who sent down the Furqan. Furqan is essence. Literally means that which distinguishes or separates right and wrong. Ala abdihi liyakuna lil alamina nadhira, so he may be a warner to the nations. Now we find what their objections. So the first thing they said was, وقال الذين كفروا, those who covered up the truth said, إن هذا إلا إفك نفتراه, this is, he's made up these stories. أعانه عليه قوم آخرون فكجاه ظلما وزورا, and there's people who are helping him at it. What else did they say? وَكَانُوا سَاتِيرُ الْأَوَّلِينَ, their ancient stories. اِكْتَبَهَا فَهِيَا تُمْلَى عَلَيْهِ بُكْرَةً وَسِيلًا, they are dictated to him morning and evening. So they do admit that somebody is dictating to him. They know it. There's some. This is not something that you can just make up. So in the second bit, they're contradicting themselves. But Jibreel is dictating it. They're saying, no, these are people who are dictating it to him. وَكَالُ مَالِ هَذَا الرَّسُولُ. How can he be a prophet? يَأْكُلُ الطَّعَامُ. He eats. وَيَمْشِ فِي الْأَسْوَاقِ. He goes shopping. لَوْلَا أُنْزِلَ إِلَيْهِ مَلِكٌ. And why isn't there an angel with him? فَيَكُونَ مَعَهُ نَذِيرًا. How can he be a warning to us? So they said he's an ordinary man who eats and goes shopping and doesn't have an angel with him. أَوْ يُلْكِ إِلَيْهِ كَنْزٌ. He doesn't even have a treasure sent. He doesn't have treasures. أَوْ تَكُونُ لَهُ جَنَّةً. He doesn't have this massive garden. يَأْكُلُ مِنْهَا. From which he can eat. وَكَالَ الظَّالِمُونَ. And then those who are unjust say, إِن تَتَّبِعُونَ إِلَّا رَجُلٌ مَسْخُورًا. He is nothing but a human being who has been afflicted by magic. He has got psychological issues. So I'll show it to you in my Quran. And you can see I've highlighted these in brown, because these are the objections they had against him. Stories of ancient people, dictated by Jibreel, but they're not saying that. And inflicted by magic. That's what they're saying, he's a man of no reason. Now, if you've got a little bit of time, I would like to just go very quickly over Surah Al-Qadr with you. For those of you whose Laylat al-Qadr is tonight, maybe it will help. And for those whose Laylat al-Qadr is tomorrow, I will go over it. You know, it'll be good for you. It'll be something that you can do too. So let's start Surah Al-Qadr, 5 ayat. It's a Makki surah. It's phenomenal. So I'm going to go over it very quickly. Qadr normally is given as night of power. It answers when the Quran was revealed, right? You could translate it as measure, utmost importance, limitless value. So maybe I'd like you to think of it as limitless value. So the focus is the awesomeness of the night of the descent of the Quran. It is known as Sayyidul Layali, the chief of the nights of the Quran. Chief of the nights of the year. Kalbu Shahru Ramadan is the heart of Shahru Ramadan, and Ra'su Sana is the head of the year, so it's the beginning of the year. There are many, many ahadiths, you can read them online, I won't go into all of them. There are many, many benefits of reciting the surah as well, but I'd like to very quickly go over each of the ayat. So we'll start off with Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Inna. Inna means we, and it's the whole of the spiritual world is involved in this. Anzalnahu, nazala, all at once, nazala, over time. Indeed, we have sent it all at once. Fi, in Laylat al-Qadr, in the night of Qadr. So first of all, where was it that it came down? We're told it was in Lawh-e Mahfuz, then it goes to Baytul Ma'mur, then the heart of the Prophet, Surah Al-Shu'ara, Surah number 26, which we'll come to, Ayah 193 and 194. Fi in Laylatul Qadr. So the entire surah is dedicated to the night of Qadr, right? Entire surah. So the entire Quran was revealed to the Prophet on the night of Qadr. I repeat again, Inzal all at once, Tanzil in stages. Okay, so it's revealed. Now what does he say? وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ. What will make you know what the night of Qadr is? So this is to magnify, to emphasize that this is a phenomenal night. لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ خَيْرٌ مِّنْ أَلْفِ الشَّهْرِ. The night of Qadr is better than 1,000 months. 1,000 months is about 83 years. Sort of a lifetime. So he's saying it's better than a lifetime. It's a night of timelessness. What happens? تَنَزَّلُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَالْرُوحُ. All the angels and Jibreel, the original revealer, all the departments of the angels, right? Ruh is also anything that is connected to Allah. Absolutely everything are taken off the tasks they're doing, and they come down to earth. فِيهَا بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهِمْ. With the permission of their Rabb. مِنْ كُلِّ أَمْرِ. With absolutely every single issue. Health, financial, emotional, spiritual. So there's a potential to change from the limited to the limitless. It's a timetable for the whole year, right? It's present tense. It's continuous. It's every year. And then, salam, peace. Hiya hatta matla il fajr. So it lasts for the night until fajr. Matla'a is the rise of fajr. So this continues until you see the dawn. That's the gift of Qadr. Right? How do I know when it is? I'll just go very quickly. Laylatul Qadr. Why is it emphasized 19, 21, 23? Very much from the Masumin. So let me just go over 19 and 21 first. So the 19th is when you set your budget, you write it on paper. 21, it's set in stone. It's sort of consolidated, it's distributed, your order is confirmed. You put in the order, you went to a website, you went to an online thing, you put in your order on the 19th, they sent you an email on the 21st to confirm it, and on the 23rd it was dispatched. That's basically what it's about. Okay. How do I know 23rd in particular? Emphasis on many hadiths. I'll give you one today. Hadith Juhni. Juhni was a man who couldn't come to Medina all the time because he had to bring all his animals, everybody, his whole family lived far away. And he told the Prophet, give me one night of the year when I should come, because it's the only time, I can only come once a year. The Prophet whispered in his ear. And everybody saw that he would come on the 23rd of Ramadan. So inshallah, we will talk about more about it as we go along. But these 10 nights, please, 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 this is what we do. These are the things we do. We give sadaqah. The Prophet said, As-sadaqatu fi wajhiha. Make sure you give charity. The other thing the Prophet said was, وبر الوالدين, do goodness to parents, dead or alive, remember them, please. He says, do good in everything, absolutely everything. And if you do that, he will change your difficulty into khair. He will increase your life and he will protect you from evil. Let's pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the opportunity to make the most of these nights of Qadr. Please remember me in your du'as. You will always be mine, and inshallah.